The All Request Friday continues the other side of the news on Radio 2 Online on Digital Radio and 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is James Kelly. At least 10 people have been killed in two explosions in the Kenyan capital Nairobi. The attacks came as British tourists began arriving home after the tour operators Thompson and First Choice began pulling holidaymakers out of the country. The firms say they were reacting to advice from the Foreign Office, which has warned of a high risk of attacks by the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. The Foreign Office Minister, Hugo Swire, has rejected claims that the government here has overreacted.
The advice applies to certain parts of Kenya, is carefully targeted advice, and we apologise to no one in trying to provide most accurate and up-to-date advice we can to our own people. Clearly there is a problem at the moment, not least on the Somali border, and that is the main area that we have suggested.
The veteran broadcaster Stuart Hall has been convicted of a further offence of indecent assault dating back more than 30 years. But a jury cleared the 84-year-old of raping two girls after his defence team claimed they had intercourse willingly. Hall is already serving a 30-month prison sentence for indecently assaulting 13 different girls. It's been a historic day for India, where the Hindu nationalist BJP has become the first party in 30 years to win an outright majority in the country's general election. The party's leader, Narendra Modi, has said he wants to make the 21st century India's century. Details have been released about how and when the next batch of tickets will go on sale for this summer's Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. There were problems when the tickets were originally made available, as Lorna Gordon reports.
The final batch of tickets to the Commonwealth Games were released to the public amid much fanfare earlier this week. But some people encountered long delays trying to buy them on the ticketing website, while others encountered difficulties trying to purchase them over the phone, with reports that some people were charged more than £100 by mistake while listening to an engaged tone. Sales were suspended while the problems were investigated. The Games organisers have now said all remaining tickets will go on sale from 10 o'clock next Wednesday morning. The sales will be staggered to try to help manage demand.
A man from the Irish Republic who allegedly stole an ambulance ended up back at the scene of the crime within minutes. It's believed that he crashed the vehicle, as Andy Martin reports.
The ambulance was stolen from the emergency department at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda this afternoon. It was driven away at speed and chased by the Gardaí, but crashed into a bus a short distance away. There were no passengers on board the bus and its driver wasn't injured. However, it is believed that the man in the ambulance has since been returned to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in another ambulance for treatment.
And the weather, it's been the hottest day of the year so far for many people. Temperatures reached a high of 23.1 Celsius in Pershaw in Worcestershire. Looking ahead to tomorrow, rain and wind will linger in north and west Scotland, but most places can expect a dry night with another fine, warm day. And that's the BBC News at coming up to 4 minutes past six on Next at Seven.
Sounding good, James. Thank you.
So for campers and caravanners and holidaymakers and retirees and students who might just have finished their exams and have decided to go camping, this is for you. La 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 la